Hello?
Hi, Donnie. It's Nadine with Local Splash. How are you? Not much. How was your Thanksgiving?
I was good. And yours?
It was good. It was quiet. I didn't have to cook this year. Thank God.
Nice.
I think because I had made turkeys prior to Thanksgiving, like for our church and then for the outreach team, because we fed the homeless, I was just like, I'm turkeyed out, man. I don't want no more turkey.
I hear that.
You can give me some good southern mac and cheese, and I'm cool with that. I told my cousin, because she made some the other day, and I'm all, girl, you better send some over here.
Right? That stuff is delicious.
Oh, my gosh. It's so good, especially because she kind of puts, like, a Cajun spice to it.
Oh my gosh.
It's so good. So good. And then she wanted to throw bacon in it, too, and I'm like, oh, man.
Yeah, bacon, damn.
I'm all, what time someone tried to come up with some Kraft macaroni cheese? I'm all, you better get out of here with that box macaroni. Get it out of here. Come on now.
Oh, man.
But listen, I was just checking in with you. Are you back in Texas now, or where you at?
Yeah?
Texas.
Uh-huh.
So you got both locations going. So you have a team in both?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Man, you're a go-getter for sure. Okay.
Trying to.
Right? So you must do a lot of traveling back and forth then.
Yeah, I hate flying, but I figured how else am I going to do it if I don't fly?
Yeah, that's true. It'll take longer if you drove, right?
I'm definitely not driving 17 hours.
Listen, we did that as a kid on the Greyhound from California to Texas to go visit some of our family, and I swear it felt like it was taking days to get there.
Oh, no.
Yeah. That's insane. And my mom took us with all the kids. I was like, oh, I don't know how she did it. Well, maybe with the paddle, but, you know.
Last time I went back, I tried to take a train, like, because I never been on a train before.
Uh-huh.
Shit, that was the worst thing I ever did.
Really?
Man, I got the one with the bed in it. So I could have bought a first class ticket.
Okay.
I could have bought a first class airplane ticket with the amount of money I spent for that little room that I was in. The room was like 4 feet by 4 feet.
Oh my gosh.
It was terrible.
Wow.
So
you're like, I won't do that again.
Never.
You're like, I got burned.
Okay,
oh,
so
okie doke on you. So let's
how would this thing work in Texas?
Yeah, so because in Texas, right, you have all the licensing and everything for that location, correct? I think I even found a Google business profile for you.
Mm-hmm.
Who manages that one?
My office manager, Roy.
Okay, so he manages. Okay, what's he currently doing aside from that? I know there's the website, but is he doing any Facebook advertising, any Google ads?
Oh, yeah. They do all that.
They do all that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you're pretty satisfied with how they're managing it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So would it be the Google Verified that you would want for the Houston one?
No, I thought this was about the leads.
Yeah, the leads is the Google Verified. It's called Google Guaranteed, formerly known as Google Guaranteed, but Google changed the name recently about a month or so ago to Google Verified, where you pay per lead and where the lead comes to you in the form of a phone call. Mm-hmm.
Right, you said these are personal leads, right?
These are leads. You're not going to share them with anyone. They're leads that will come to you in the form of a phone call, right?
Right.
So it's still them clicking to call you is what it is. Okay, so you need reviews on your Google business profile. You need at least 5 of them. You don't have any reviews on the Houston one. So you got to tell your team to get working on that. And then let me see what else they require for the Houston location, because I know it's different from the Wisconsin one. Give me 1 second. I'll tell you right now. Where is a little... Yeah, so you got to get some reviews. When do you speak with your team? Do you talk to them like every day or what?
I'm going to talk to Roy later.
Yeah, I would tell him, listen, I need reviews on there. I need you to really push to get me reviews. There should be a way that he should have it set up. I know that typically, like when we're running, when we're managing someone's Google Business profile, we even create them a little link. So he should have access to do something like that for you if he's the one managing it.
Okay.
You know? So for the Houston location, it looks like they are going to require, let me see here if it comes up already any day now. Hello. And then they'll run the background check. They only go back 7 years just to make sure you don't have any felonies. I know you're fine, so we don't worry about that. Let me see what they're asking as far as insurance. Let's go here. This will give it to me a lot quicker than the other way because I don't know what's going on with that system there. Okay, licensing, Houston. It's so weird because other states are so different compared to California. You know what I mean? California wants a license for every single thing. Even for, like, the guys that cut grass. Can you believe that? They need license? Come on.
What
does it take to operate a mower? You know? I mean, really.
I don't think Houston requires any license.
You don't need a license. All they want you to have is at least a $250,000 general liability insurance.
Yeah, you just got to have, yeah, that's it. Yeah.
So. Yep. And I'm sure you got that. Now,
yep.
If we're only doing just the Google Verified for the Houston location, there's the $250 application fee, okay? And then we send you the application, you fill it out, submit it, we push it through to Google to get it approved. Once it gets approved, it takes about 4 to 8 weeks, but I will say this, Donnie, I've seen some people get approved in 3 weeks. It really depends.
Okay.
How quickly you submit that application and respond to the background check. But once you're approved, we'll call you to notify you because within 3 days, they're going to activate your lease unless if you tell us otherwise, right? Unless if you say, no, I need you to call me in a week or two or what have you. To activate the lease, okay, it's $923.
Mm-hmm.
That'll give you up to 13 leads in a month. So your leads are $71 a lead. Now remember, if they're calling you outside of roofing, okay, let's say they're calling you because they need you to do a home remodel. That's outside of your services. Google has to credit that lead back to you. It's unqualified. If they're calling to solicitate you or to see if you're hiring, unqualified, credit it back. What's considered a qualified lead is if you talked about pricing over the phone or you set up an appointment to give them an estimate. Now, Google will assign a tracking number that is linked to your phone, and it has an AI system set up that will identify the qualified and unqualified. However, we also have a team, okay, that's managing it. So if once we saw a slip through the cracks, we're going to dispute it with Google to have that credit back to you. If you only got one lead in the month, which I've never seen happen, but let's just say you did, what is left over in that budget is going to roll over to the next month. So that means the following month, you're paying $71 for the lead that you got the month before because the remaining rolled over. So you're getting the budget back up to $923. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, if you wanted to cover the whole state of Texas, because that's where your insurance covers you, you can. You can select specific areas to target. If you're going on vacation or let's say you guys got a bunch of projects going on and you need to shut off the leads for a week or two, I mean, you just call and you say, hey, shut off my leads, and we shut them off. We do not turn the leads back on until you call us to turn them back on.
Right.
So you have the ability to shut them off and on when need be.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's how that would work.
Okay. So are you going to send the application over or?
Yeah, so we have to, because you have an account with the, we're doing the Facebook advertising for the one in Wisconsin, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, the one in Texas, we would have to create a new account, but only managing the Google Verified for you on that one, which is formerly known as the Google Guaranteed Program, because you already have someone that is managing, your team's managing the Facebook ads, the Google ads, and the local SEO, right? But you got to get five Google reviews on there. How soon can you get those reviews?
Oh, I definitely will work on it today.
Okay. Because we can definitely help you get them, but the thing is that means we're going to have to manage your Google business profile. And I don't know right. if you're wanting us to do that or not.
Well, I'll talk it over with them. Can you call me around this time tomorrow?
I can. Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, let's do that. And then I should have
okay.
more info for you.
You have more what? I'm sorry?
Oh, no. So when are you just going to send the application over to me or?
The application, once we set up the account and then we process payment, then we send you the application. But I want to make sure that you have those 5 Google reviews because that's going to delay it if you don't have
right.
it. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
Do you see what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll delay it big time. So that's why I think get with, you said, Ron?
Roy.
Your guy? Or Roy?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I was giving him a whole different name. Get Roy and tell him, listen, I need these 5 Google reviews, right? And then I can follow up with you tomorrow at the same time and just see, you know, speaking with him, what you guys decided or, you know, if he's able to start working on those. Because what's going to happen if you don't have those 5 reviews and everything's already taken care of, Google's not going to approve it without the 5 reviews. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's why I want you to start working on that now. If you've done work for family, get them to leave you a review. On the Houston one, right?
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So then I'll call you tomorrow at the same time?
Yep.
All right. Sounds good. Have a good rest of the day, okay? You are so welcome. My pleasure. All right. Bye.
Bye.